Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Little update on some breaking news out of New York this morning. The UnitedHealthcare CEO has been fatally killed outside of a Hilton hotel in Midtown Manhattan. And according to, this is the New York Post, it's possibly a targeted attack because somebody's reporting that the person that shot him was wearing a mask when they ran up to him and shot him in the chest. And then left. Now, they're headquartered, what do we say, out of Minnesota, Carl?
That's where the, yes, that's where
the. Yeah, but they were in New York for a stockholder meeting when this happened. So, Brian Thompson, age 50, was killed near the hotel entrance at like 6:46. I just wanted to, in case you hadn't heard that yet, that's a developing story this hour out of New York. Let's get to our friend Taylor Riggs of the Fox Business Network. I mean, most people probably don't realize how big of a company UnitedHealthcare is. Carl was telling me, revenue-wise, they're one of the biggest companies in the world, aren't they?
Number 11.
Yes. So this is obviously such a sad story. He was in town for a two-day investor meeting. We are just hearing now that they've now canceled the investor day, obviously, to deal with this really sad tragedy. UnitedHealthcare Group is sort of the insurance business under UnitedHealth. Yes. UnitedHealth CEO, as we know, is okay. That is on a big member within the Dow. And so obviously do not want to talk about the stock price in relation to this, but this is sort of how you can think about the business. So he sort of oversees a big portion of the business underneath the umbrella of UnitedHealth. Obviously really sad. You know, I don't want to speculate, but when we think about safety and crime in the city, of course, as you mentioned, we are hearing that this was a targeted attack, but we bring this back to the election. This is why people really voted a little bit more red than we thought we would in New York City, because safety is top of mind, no matter where you are. So, you know, again, canceling their investor day and just a really sad story. They're about 5 blocks north of where I am right now.
Wow.
So we got the reports this morning. I was already at work, so I haven't seen the commotion outside. But again, just a sad story overall.
Yeah, and I'm sure one that you guys will be covering throughout the course of the day here. You know, Kim and I, we were talking about Bitcoin earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I saw Virgin Voyages is the first cruise line to start accepting that. And I'm just curious if this is what we're going to start seeing. I know other businesses, Starbucks, I'm trying to think of the other companies. Was it Best Buy? Some of them already accept Bitcoin as a form of payment, which I find interesting. Do you think this is going to continue with, or do you think this could, you know, bottom out at some point and basically crash.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think that we always talk about how you can't stop progress. I think there is a movement more than just a moment of Bitcoin. And I think the movement is trending more towards, is it a safe haven asset? Is it a diversification away from the dollar? Or is it now a form of payment? And I think more and more people are thinking about this as a form of payment. I know last time I was on with you guys, I was talking about how Pennsylvania introduced legislation where they want to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. We've talked a lot about companies like MicroStrategy, which is selling stock to buy Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is an asset on their balance sheet. So I think we're seeing more and more of thinking about the utility of Bitcoin, what it is, how we use it. Maybe I'm old school. I'm not quite there yet. I remember... was it a few years ago where the guy bought pizza for a couple thousand Bitcoin? And now that the price of Bitcoin has gone up, maybe you didn't want to waste all that on on a couple slices of pizza. So we're not there yet when we think of it as a currency. But look, Miami mayor at one point was taking some of his salary in Bitcoin. El Salvador, we've talked a lot about that. So I think this is a movement. And I don't think we stop it. I just don't know how quickly we're going to see the adoption. But it's sort of encouraging for Bitcoin enthusiasts to see this more and more in the conversation.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of the Big Money Show on Fox Business. Taylor, I was in the industry briefly, the financial services industry, for a couple years. Help me wrap my brain around this. How can you own Bitcoin if you don't own an entire Bitcoin? Is it like buying mutual fund shares? Is that basically what it is?
Yes. So the awesome thing is they've just come out with Bitcoin ETF.
Okay.
So let's say that you want to buy a share of NVIDIA because that's the hot stock. But NVIDIA is a couple hundred dollars and maybe you don't have that. You can still buy fractional shares. This is sort of the same story with Bitcoin, that now through an ETF, I don't have to actually buy one Bitcoin. I can buy an ETF and that ETF buys the underlying Bitcoin for you. So it just sort of makes it easier. And then the ETF trades kind of like a stock. You can get in and out of it really quickly. There's liquidity. There's price discovery. But it's easier than going in and having a hard wallet and having to actually buy a Bitcoin.
And I mean, just out of interest, is the ETF doing right now? I guess it's mirroring how well Bitcoin's doing.
Yes. Yeah, you know, there's multiple Bitcoins out there. I think Invesco, BlackRock, all these big companies have launched and gotten approval from the SEC to launch these Bitcoin ETFs. They've done really well. Again, with the price of Bitcoin, because it really does mirror that. Another company we talk a lot about is MicroStrategy, because MicroStrategy owns 1.5% of all Bitcoin outstanding on its balance sheet. Wow. And a plug, we have Michael Saylor, who's the executive chairman of MicroStrategy, on Fox Business later in the 2 o'clock hour. So there's a lot of different ways if you're interested in Bitcoin, but you're afraid to actually buy a physical Bitcoin. There's some other ways that you can play it.
I thought Saylor was the one who was saying he thought it would hit 200,000, which it's about 900, or I'm sorry, it's at about 96,000 right now. I thought I heard a clip saying it'll hit 200,000 and then crash.
You know, we'll have to ask him at 2 o'clock. I think that these are bulls who really believe in it. And again, we can debate the utility of it and what we use it for, but it's hard to argue against the Bitcoin crowd right now when it's up. But again, I understand how people on the other side say, but what is the value? Like, what is, like, with gold, you have a gold bar.
It's tangible, right? If everything, if hackers, like just the whole system went down, does all the Bitcoin just disappear? Because you don't have something like gold, to your point, Taylor, where it's a tangible item where if I needed to trade to get food or something for my family, I could give somebody something. You know what I mean? I think that's the scary part for me.
That is the debate.
Yeah.
That is the debate. But we're thinking more in terms of holding a physical $1 bill.
Yeah.
You kind of just hold it in your bank account. When was the last time you actually held a physical $1 bill? So when we're thinking digital currencies, I think that's the way the youngsters who are growing up with this idea are thinking about it. And they also want a way to be sort of off the grid, from the Federal Reserve, who feels like they have seen their value of their dollar be devalued by all of these policies, and Bitcoin has not. And so I'm with you. I'm old school, and I always want to be hesitant to make investment recommendations again, because to me, this is still very much a speculative asset, but much speculative now than it was 10 years ago. So it is the hot topic. Yep. I think you are right about that.
Wow. Well, I tell you, Taylor, we always appreciate having you on. And I know before we maybe speak next Thursday, is your marathon before next week?
Oh, you are so sweet to remember. It is this Saturday.
Oh,
so
wow.
I would love all of your prayers.
Yeah, good luck, Taylor.
We'll certainly be thinking about you for sure.
There's a cheering crowd.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you both.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business there, the Big Money Show, that's on from noon to 1 Central Daylight Time.
I see value in investing in Bitcoin. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just telling everybody why I have concern about the future of Bitcoin.
And I think she's right. I mean, I think there are, maybe it's a younger crowd kind of thing, but right now it's working for them. Let's put it that way. If you were smart enough to buy some at 30,000, guess what? It's at 96 now. Wow. Who would have thought?
Get more at 971talk.com.